This is a RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow. Live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont, this is The Blitz. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Tony Romo's really good at broadcasting games. I mean, there was a play last night where he was like, they're going to look for the fade on the left side, and that's exactly what they threw. He's just so close to the game still in ways that, like I've said before, Phil Sims or Chris Collinsworth or whoever, those guys haven't played in 20 years or more.
Those guys have turned into broadcasters, basically, as opposed to really good color analysts.
Yeah. And,
but I just think Tony Romo's good at this. It's kind of bothering me that teams have to come out and announce now what they're going to do. Like, one headline was Drew Brees announces Saints plans for national anthem. Are we really this far down the road where we have to announce?
I will say this. He's probably doing that so people will quit asking.
Well, they're going to do what the Cowboys did, which I thought was a really good
move. I think that's a good move. I don't care what anybody does now.
I don't either.
If you want to kneel, I'm okay with that. If you want to stand up, I'm okay with that. I just don't care.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show. You can also hit us up on Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. You know the number. And if you missed any of the great stuff there, including a long segment with RJ Bell, all available at podcastarena.com. We are out here at Luke's Ice House in Beaumont. And as usual, Beaumont is represented very well,
as usual.
So I have some news for the people of Beaumont.
They brought out some hot chicks.
They did.
They brought out some drunk dudes.
They did.
That's what Beaumont does.
That sounds like Friday night in Beaumont.
That's what Beaumont does.
So I have two bits of news for the people of Beaumont.
All right.
First off, we have the last winner of the free night at Red Roof Inn.
Please be me.
It is, okay, we talk about Beaumont, but it's a Golden Triangle, right? We get from Orange, Doug Schwartz. Doug Schwartz from Orange.
Doug Schwartz isn't here. We're picking a new name. He's not here.
Wow.
He's not here. He left.
So
it's a made-up name.
There he is.
Oh.
So Orange.
All right, fine. Doug.
Orange in the house. Viter's in the house. Port Arthur's in the house. Port Natchez is in the house. Fanette. Is it Fanette or Fannett?
Fannett.
Fannett. Viter, I mentioned. I already mentioned Viter. You guys don't get to mention twice. Well, guess what I found out?
You're pregnant.
You're not supposed to tell anybody. And it's not me. It's that chick we hooked up with. Never mind. We're going to be back here next week. So apparently, because this one got moved back because of the storm, we were supposed to be here. It was going to be a little more gap.
That's an interesting thing. We don't come out here for like 2 years, and then they're like, hey, we're going to go to Beaumont twice in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It's like Vegas when we'll be gone for a year, and then they'll be like, oh, you're going to go three of the next 4 weekends.
We actually did do 3 out of 4 one time in Vegas.
Oh, I know.
That was brutal. It sounds like it'd be fun, but that was not. But this will be fun, and I can't hang around tonight. I got a jet.
Will you wear a turtleneck next Friday?
No. No, not if we're sitting here and that fan's not working.
Will you wear a tank top?
I probably will. We'll wear a tank top.
Okay.
Yes.
I want to see you in a tank top,
but
size medium.
No, you don't want to see that.
Yes. Oh, the people want to see it.
Somebody turned on a fan.
You guys, if you want to see Fred wear a size medium tank top next week, make some noise. See? It's what the people want.
Well, I gave the people what they wanted today by wearing a turtleneck. So, but I will say this. Next week, there's a good chance I hang around afterwards and party with the people a little bit.
Party with the people.
Because my wife's going to be in Chicago, so I'm not.
Oh, good for you.
I'm not going to have to worry about getting home in a hurry.
So any of you lucky ladies out there want to leave your husbands at home next week?
That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying.
If you want to leave your baby at home next week.
Stop. Stop. No.
Yeah, just pawn it off on your mom. And
No. Bad AJ. Bad AJ. All right, let's.
Trying to help you out, man.
Dude, I'm fine.
Hey, you know who needs help? Dean Spanos needs help. Apparently, there's a lot more people pissed off that the Chargers moved to L.A. than are happy that they're in L.A.
It kind of looks like the people of L.A. aren't happy with
it. Yeah, so like 25,000 people are showing up to Chargers games. And Joseph McCray has been buying a banner every week to fly over the stadium in Carson. to send a message to Dean Spanos. The first one said, worst owner in sports, Dean Spanos. Pay your rent. Fire the Chargers. Bring back to San Diego. Fire Spanos. And then the last one said, free the Chargers. Bring them back to San Diego. So, hashtag Spanos sucks. The one this week that's going to fly? Want to see a sellout? Look in the mirror, Dean Spanos.
That's
brutal. So Dean Spanos did what any big, bald American would do. He asked the government to help him. He said, please, government, FAA, Federal Aviation Administration, please put a temporary flight restriction for game day so people can't fly over my tiny little stadium with a banner. Well, because the FAA only grants TFRs for stadiums and arenas that hold 30,000 plus, and the StubHub Center capacity is about 26,000, they told him, no, sorry, bud, we can't do anything about it. They can fly every damn week.
You know how you could stop that?
With a ground-to-air missile?
Yes. He can afford them, right? Put them outside the stadium?
That's murder.
Well,
that is premeditated.
If you're that offended, that's okay.
It's premeditated murder, and
you do know this is America, right? If you're offended by somebody, you're legally allowed to murder them.
And plus, like, we live in Texas. We're allowed to own whatever kind of guns we want here. I don't know if in California you're allowed to own a ground-to-air missile. I'm almost certain you're not.
He's rich. The laws don't apply to him. Rich people can do whatever they want in America. You know that.
That's probably true.
They can blow stuff up. They can become president. I mean, they get hot girls. That's what rich people do.
McCray said, this only adds more fuel to the fire to get a flyover every single home game for the entire season. I want to treat Dean Spanos just like he treated the great people of San Diego, like dirt. We'll continue our flyovers until Dean Spanos sells the team. You know what San Diego means in Spanish, right? Whale's vagina. Little known fact.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it meant bleep you.
No.
Okay. So. No. All right. You know what? It's first off, why does he care? I mean, that doesn't affect his life one
getting
little bit.
Getting trolled by one dude?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And secondly, every owner who's ever moved a team is hated.
Yeah.
I mean, every single one. Bud Adams was hated here forever.
He just got a big enough stadium that you can't fly over with a banner.
Well, there you go. Well, at least he only has to put up with it until they get their new stadium, right? Because that's in a flight path anyway.
Like two more years, I think.
Yeah, so you can't. They won't be able to do it then because that's on the old Hollywood Park area.
Unless a United jet flies over with it.
Well, there is that. All right.
All right, Fred. I'm going to tell you about Raising Cane's. Raising Cane's is, they've got one love. It's making quality chicken finger meals, and they do it because they use the finest ingredients. The premium cuts of chicken that marinated for 24 hours, freshly hand-dipped, hand-breaded, and then cooked fresh when you order. They don't have heat lamps at Raising Cane's. Nothing sitting around waiting for you. It comes out fresh, hot, as fast as possible, and it comes out with great sides, the crinkle-cut fries, the thick-cut Texas toast, and the fantastic cane sauce, which I think is the perfect condiment for everything they serve at Cane's. I think you can put cane sauce on everything there. They hand squeeze their lemonade. They're doing things the right way, and they do a ton for the community. They support thousands of local causes in every market that they're in, including enhancing education, pet welfare, feeding the hungry, promoting active lifestyles and business development. This is a company that gives back to the communities that they're in. There's Raising Cane's all over the Houston area. Stop by one tonight. Make tonight a Raising Cane's night. It's Raising Cane's. One love.
Wouldn't you know, reached back like a pimp, slapped a hoe. My father jumped up and
well, hello!
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Yo, G, they can't stop me from rapping, can they? Kenny Hop.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Bauer and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz live here at Luke's Ice House, 2325 Culver Road in Beaumont. If you want to get out and hang out with us, you only have about, three segments left to do it, so you might want to get out here. Great crowd. Really appreciate you guys coming out, as always. Love coming over here, and it's good to be back. Thank you all so much for coming, and great to see the original Blitzers, Donna and Deanna, here.
Can I go off the sports path just for a moment? Can I go off the sports map?
Oh, I see what you did there. That's just yet another dig at me for not having the side up yet.
Thanks, John. Thanks for
and,
that.
And thank you on the break. I just found out about another bad bug we've got to fix in this thing. So I really appreciate you bringing that up. Thank you.
If I showed you that picture, how would you describe the person in that picture?
Chaz Bono with a mustache?
What would you say? Like, give me a 10-word description.
Samoan pedophile bad mustache.
Okay,
that's as far as I can go. Semi Samoan.
What's your guess on a name?
Al Habi. Yeah.
Okay. That's not that person's name. Her name is Margarita Rodriguez.
Okay.
You did mention that she has a mustache.
Yeah.
And that's true. She does. She is from Waco, Texas. Shout out Waco.
Okay.
By the way,
she didn't get
the girl that was sitting here back. Victoria, was that her name? Victoria was here earlier. I asked her what college team she cheers for. She says, "Well, it used to be Baylor until they lost to Liberty." I was like, "Really? You were okay with all the rape and stuff, but then they lose to Liberty, and you're like, I'm out on this team. I'm done with them." I found that to be very interesting. I would think most women would be anti-Baylor long before they lost to Liberty, but what do I know? Well, Margarita works at Taco Bell. No, Margarita worked at Taco Bell. She has now been arrested.
I'm guessing for eating all of the food at Taco Bell.
Something like that. She's accused of stealing more than $30,000 worth of food over the last 5 years.
My God, that's an entire
truck.
That's a truck full of Taco Bell.
Think about how much Taco Bell you have to eat to spend $20. Now try spending $30,000 at Taco Bell. She was arrested at her home this morning by Waco PD after a warrant was issued against her by a Texas state judge. She's 41 years old. She was charged with 960 accusations of petty theft, 3 charges of public misconduct, and 1 charge of drug possession.
Where'd the drug possession come from? That's one hell of a munchies right there.
According to a Taco Bell spokesperson, Anita Hernandez, Ms. Rodriguez ate $30,000 worth of tacos, burritos, quesadillas, nachos, and soft drinks over the 5 years that she's worked for the food chain. She would sometimes eat 12 tacos on each of her work shifts without paying anything. Over 5 years, that's approximately 12,000 tacos.
Well, and
12,000 tacos.
Well, you guys can't see the picture, but I'll just say if you go on the 12,000 taco Taco Bell diet,
I got to be honest.
Six bills, every once in a while,
like once every 6 to 12 months, I'll get drunk or high enough to eat Taco Bell, and 10 times out of 10, I have diarrhea. Like it's unavoidable that I'm going to be physically ill, and I never eat 12 tacos in one sitting, much less daily. During the investigation, they watched thousands of hours from the security cameras and discovered the reason why so much food was missing. The food chain decided to investigate after a regional manager noticed some irregularities in the restaurant's inventory. That happens when 12,000 tacos go missing. You could see the accused gulping food down relentlessly, even when she was serving customers at the counter. Ugh. And like I said, this is a large woman with a mustache. I'm not making that up. That's And when I first saw the picture, I was like, oh, that's a really unfortunate looking man.
Yeah.
And if I think you're an ugly dude, and then I find out you've got a vagina, That's bad. That is bad, bad news. Like, if it turned out you were a woman, oh, my God, yeah, you poor soul.
Yeah, that would be horrible. Well, it's bad enough that I'm a man.
Yeah.
Jeez.
She would eat a minimum of $30 worth of food every time she came to work. Upon seeing the images, the restaurant manager filed a complaint with the police, and the Waco PD took over the investigation. Her boss, Pedro Hortensia, said he's always trusted her and was shocked to see the video images. I got to be honest. Shocked was the last thing I came to mind. When I saw her picture and it was like she eats 12 tacos a day, I was like, oh,
yeah.
Okay, yeah.
It might be light.
It's not shocking, and he works with her every day. He's seen her full body. I've just seen her from like her shoulder neck thing up, her Jabba the Hutt head. I don't even know what the rest of her looks like. And
it
doesn't
even show her other 26 chins.
No. According to him, Ms. Rodriguez's lawyer, this is the best. He says that his client suffers from both a chronic eating disorder and several food addictions.
Really? Would have never guessed.
I don't know if her eating disorder is bulimia, anorexia. I don't know. It's hard to tell from the photos.
Tachomia.
According to him, her actions were directly caused by her medical condition. So she can't possibly be held charged criminally because she's got a disease.
Okay, let me just interrupt here because I've seen that bit on Law and Order about 3 times in the last 2 years. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
It doesn't. You get convicted.
Yeah.
We find the defendant guilty.
If my disease is meth addiction and I eat my coworker's face at work, I can't just say, I was on meth. No, that's still a crime. It's a crime, ma'am. She's been released on bail this afternoon and is expected in court in September for the beginning of her trial in late September, which I guess is now tomorrow.
So how many more pounds do you think she put on between?
I'm guessing she's losing weight now because she's lost her food source.
Oh, I don't know, man. There's probably not a safe dog in the neighborhood now.
I mean, who can afford $30 a day in tacos if you aren't stealing them? So RIP to Margarita Rodriguez's taco eating career. Every time I look at this picture, I'm like, that's got to be a dude.
Chaz Bono is what it is. That is a dude.
It's got to be a dude.
This has got to be, you know what this is? This is one of those stories somebody made up and then put a dude's face on.
I'm trying to picture who, like, I don't even know who it looks like.
This has got to be a made up story.
It looks like, I don't know. It's like in Narcos. After Pablo, let himself go and got real fat, looks kind of like that, but...
Only bigger.
But worse, yeah.
Significantly bigger.
Yeah. So, thoughts and prayers. Thoughts and prayers.
You know what that looks like? You know in the movies, there's always the one kid that is really, really big whenever there's a sports
movie?
Fred,
before you say anything mean, this woman's got several eating disorders and a food addiction, so...
Yeah, you know what? You're right.
Remember that
I'm
she's...
I'm so sorry. And I'm going to apologize for making fun of that guy in Florida who did the synthetics and then ate a guy's face off. It's all because of his addiction.
Yeah.
You know, you're right. I'm not understanding enough.
You would think if she was getting all that food for free, she could afford a razor. The sad part is, it honestly looks like she spends time, lining up her mustache.
Oh, yeah.
Getting it to look.
That's like a Zorro stash.
Yeah, there's some effort on that mustache. It doesn't grow naturally like that. And the chin dimple, which is about 5 to 6 inches long, almost makes it look like it's a full goatee. But it's not. It's just a neck roll. So maybe I can tweet the picture out.
Yeah, I think you should, because otherwise the people are going to be like, what the hell is he talking about?
Am I supposed to read right here, John?
Jason says it's not made up. He just watched a video of her tearing up Taco Bell before getting arrested.
Oh, no.
You got to find that video.
I'm just gonna post the full link because I can't pull the picture off for some reason. I think the file's too large. So I'm just going to link you to the website. It's really unfortunate.
Buddy Holly says that's hard to do, $30, seeing as you can order the whole menu for $7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although Taco Bell is more expensive than it used to be. When I used to get drunk and stoned as a high school kid, Taco Bell was on that $59.79.99 thing where, like, nothing there cost more than a dollar. That was the life. But that was also when Whoppers at Burger King were 99 cents, and it always said, for a limited time only. And I'm like, dude, it's been 5 years. Whoppers are always 99 cents. I thought that limited time was never going to end, and now Whoppers are $19. So times change. They do change. All right. Seasons change, too. You want to spend more time outdoors. Weather's cooling off a little bit. You want to get out on that patio. But maybe your patio sucks. Maybe it's crappy and grayed out. Well, the guys at Allied Outdoor Solutions can take care of it. They can renew and renovate your fading pool deck, your grayed out patio, your outdated driveway with a carved stone overlay that gives a superior look of real stone on your existing surface for less money. It's troweled, hand-carved, custom-colored for your home. It looks great, twice as strong as concrete, and Allied stands behind carved stone with a 7-year warranty. They can help you on residential and commercial projects, and they offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. Guys, save yourself the hassle. Save yourself the expense of tearing everything out and starting over. It's not worth it. Get a carved stone overlay. Get the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions today. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, or check out the Carved Stone Projects photo gallery, AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. Or give them a call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
Sometimes I want to run away.
But you can't judge a book looking at the cover. You can't love someone.
ESPN. 97.5.
Now I'm trying to repent from it, but when I hear the beat, I'm tempted to make another attempt at it. I'm infinite.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Leaking like oil pans. My coil hands around this microphone are lethal. One thought in my cerebral is deeper than a Jeep full of people. MCs are feeble. I came to
okay, we're back. Sorry, we can't hear anything because there's so many people here. And it's a little loud. So, we didn't do our college picks. We probably need to zip through those real quick.
Bum, bum, bum. Bum, 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 bum.
I have one that's on my pregame picks, and it's my favorite play of the week. It's SMU, which is now -16.5. Against UConn.
All right.
A lot of reasons for this. I was going to take it all the way up to 21. That's how good I feel about this one. SMU is a good football team. They can score points. That receiver of theirs is fantastic. Their quarterback's good enough. And I think everybody's a little fooled last week because UConn put up 38 against East Carolina. East Carolina is awful. I think we could go get 10 guys right now in this bar and put up 38 against East Carolina. I feel like that's an absolute fact. So that's one of my big plays.
How many black guys are here?
I think we can get by with white guys.
I see one.
Yeah. He looks like he can play.
I think he plays soccer, to be honest.
Yeah, he does play soccer.
That ain't a good sign.
That's all right. He can play receiver. Same thing, right?
We're going to have 10.
You just take a dive every time.
We're literally going to have 10 white guys on our team. Well, no, we can't beat East Carolina. I'm telling you now.
I didn't say that. I said we could score 38.
Okay.
We might give up 160, okay. But we'll score 38 right on them.
Okay.
And then I like Vandy getting points at Florida.
I like that, too.
And I pretty much like all your plays.
Thank you, Fred. That makes me feel good about them. I like college a lot better than I like the NFL this week. I like Duke +6 tonight. That's coming up. I feel like Duke's one of the best run-stopping teams in the country. I feel like if Miami can't run, they're not going to be able to put up any points. I would have liked 7.
Yeah, and that number's steadily.
It's not moving. It's not going to budge.
If anything, it's going down more.
So I like them at 6.
I don't mind a money line on them.
So that's a weird thing. I've noticed I played a lot of private schools plus points this week.
Interesting.
Smart kid schools. Duke +6, Northwestern +15 against Wisconsin.
You pretty much fade Wisconsin every week.
I kind of do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Baylor +17 against Kansas State.
I like that one.
I think Baylor's figured things out at quarterback, and Kansas State is not – consistent enough offensively for me to trust them.
Can I throw another thing out there?
Okay.
Small money line on Baylor.
Okay.
Not big, but $25 or something.
Vandy plus 9, another smart kid school,
yeah,
catching
points. I like that one quite a bit.
Are you talking to me while I'm on the air? I know Miami's winning 14-0. You think that's going to make me feel better about my show right now? No. The money's spent, Deanna. You think I can, like, call it back and say, cancel that Duke plus 6? No, my bookies don't work that way. They like it when Miami's up 14-0. They're happy about that.
Good Shouldn't Lord. You be making out with somebody by now?
Yes, she's instead prodding me over money lost. Thanks. It's the last thing I want to hear
right now. It's early yet. Duke can score points. We'll be all right.
Virginia Tech plus 9.
Like that one. That number's gone up.
And Sparty minus 3 against Iowa this week. The only dog I'm playing is Michigan State.
I do like some big spreads this week. I think Houston covers 13 against Temple easy. Temple is just not very good. And I know the Cougars didn't play well last week, and that's not an easy trip, and it's an 11 a.m. game. But if Kyle Allen looks like he did, he'll be gone in a quarter, and Postmo put up 40. So I think that's one that I like the spread on. I like South Florida minus 21 against the aforementioned East Carolinians. South Florida has got it together, and East Carolina not so much. So that's another big spread that I kind of like. So
all right. A big topic of conversation now on Twitter, as it was here. When you went over there to the other bar, a lot of people were talking about your turtleneck being tucked into your underpants.
I see.
And now people are saying that I announced that that was the case, and I think we can all agree that I did not announce that that was the case, right? That was told to me.
I have no idea what you're talking about, so.
There. Okay.
I'm going to take your bottle of beer next week, or your box of beer.
I'm not. I didn't talk about
you. You did. You just brought it up. So
it's on the Twitter.
Okay. I'm not coming back next week now, so there. Dickweeds. Uh-huh. Yeah, this is what it's going to be. A lot of people want your take on the Martellus Bennett thing since the video came out. I'll be honest.
Michael Bennett. I haven't got to watch the video. Yeah, Lamont's mad at me because... Because I've been trying to stand up for inequalities for blacks, and Lamont is pro cops murdering blacks, even though I'm white and he's black. So it's an awkward situation we've got between me and Lamont. But I promise Lamont I will watch that video this weekend, and we'll talk about it on Monday.
Yeah, I know the video came out while we were on air, so there's no way to actually look at it. So
our Wi-Fi here is not that strong. I got to be honest.
Yeah, it was better earlier. But now that there's a bunch of people here, like when Barry and Joel were here, or Joel and Nick, it was fast. It was the fastest Wi-Fi ever. Now, very slow. I wonder why. Guessing because there's more people here.
Probably.
I'm just speculating. I'm just throwing that out there. But, yeah.
We've gotten multiple tweets.
Is there anything else you want to make fun of me for before the show's
over? ATF, who is apparently here. I don't know where he is. But he says that you look just like this big time actor, and I believe he's talking about Jeffrey Jones, who was the principal in Ferris Bueller,
which I've heard many times before. And I will just tell you, if you compare me to that child rapist,
I don't think he's a child rapist. Yeah, I think he just watches child porn.
Well, whichever, then you're blocked.
So you're blocking at Angry TF.
He's getting his warning now.
That's a warning.
But anytime you associate that person with me. I don't care if you think I look like him. I will not be associated with a child pornographer in any way, shape, or form.
You hate child pornography.
And no kidding aside on this one. I'm not BSing here. I will block you. So you've been warned.
Okay, that's the warning.
It's just like if you tweet me and Jared of Subway together. Same thing.
You don't really look like Jared from Subway, though.
No, I don't. But
I'm not saying you look like Jeffrey Jones either, because he's a redhead. And he has a mustache.
Right.
Bueller.
He was also in Deadwood.
Remember? Was he?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
I think he played the fat mayor.
I just remember.
Because he put on a bunch of weight.
What's the girl's name that played Ferris Bueller's sister?
Mia Sara.
Okay. Everybody thought Mia Sara was so hot, and she makes my penis so soft. I am... The opposite, whatever the opposite of attracted to her is, that's what I am. Even in Dirty Dancing, no, she's not for me. No, and I don't like Mel Gibson either. Not Mel, Patrick Swayze.
He's dead. It doesn't
I don't
matter.
Like either of them. But I did like in Ferris Bueller when that chick from Dirty Dancing kicked Jeffrey Jones in the balls like three times super fast. Like she takes Taekwondo lessons at the YMCA or something. And
I guess I'm going to have to work, watch Dirty Dancing because I don't remember any of this. I don't remember
no,
her being
No, she didn't kick anybody in the balls in Dirty Dancing. This was in Ferris Bueller.
Oh, okay.
But
you've totally lost me with your
references. Do you remember when the principal was trying to get into Ferris's house?
Yes.
And the sister came home because she was trying to bust Ferris, but then she found the principal
trying
to... That
wasn't Mia Sara. That was Jennifer Grey. Mia Sara was the girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. See,
she's hot.
Yeah.
Ferris's girlfriend
hot. I was just about to tell you how stupid you were, so I'm glad you worked that one out.
The girl that Ferris's sister is not hot.
Okay, that one, yeah, you're right. She's another one.
You got me mixed up.
She's like, no, but you know what? She's a lot like Cher. Her nose is bigger than mine, and I that's very unattractive to me.
Yeah, Mia Sara was really hot.
Yeah, there's some photos of her.
So I'm sorry I said that about her making my penis soft. That's a lie.
That's a total
lie.
And can I say, though,
But Jennifer Grey, yes, that was who I meant.
Mia Sara now, Limp Bizkit, man.
Oh, it's bad?
Yeah, that's her.
Oh, no!
Yeah.
What happened?
She got old. It happens.
God. Oh, why do women have to get old? It's the worst thing that can happen to them. They're so young and tender and hot in 80s movies. And then they look like Kermit the Frog later in life. It's really disappointing.
These things happen.
How old is Mia? Mia Sara's 50 years old now?
Dude, she did not age well.
Oh, Jesus. I mean, she's aged like you. It's
all right. You know, I have nothing to say. I don't, other than I'm going to call a lawyer. And I'm going to tell you which lawyer I'm going to call. And by the way, Beaumont, if you need a lawyer, if you were in an accident, Lawyer Dave will represent you over here, too. He's not just a Houston lawyer. Doesn't matter what kind, and hey, 18-wheeler accident, car, truck of any kind, slip and fall, you got an overtime claim, call him. Dial Dave. He'll take care of you. And you know what? If you're not sure if you need a lawyer, give him a call, and he'll talk to you. He'll tell you. If he can't help you, sorry, free legal advice. I'll give you some advice. I can't help you. But if he can, you're going to have the toughest lawyer around on your side. This guy is a bulldog. Proud to call him a friend. He handles a lot of business for me, and I couldn't be happier, and you will be the same way. And listen, if you get hurt in an accident, you're having to deal with the insurance company. Well, insurance company's got lawyers, and they're going to do anything they can to keep you from getting the money you deserve. So give him a call. You'll get a specialized attorney who will deal with those companies while you can go on recovering. Call him today, 713-626-8900, 713-626-8900. 8900 or go to lawyerdave.com. Been in an accident? Better dial Dave. Please tell me his mic.
ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys. You want to get in some action this weekend? Football, horses. Whether or not AJ's going to burp during a live read, you can do it at MyBookie. You can bet on everything there. You can bet on
-180.
You can bet on Game of Thrones. You can bet on anything. All the games, MyBookie is your place to go. In-game live betting on nearly every sporting event, plus a user-friendly mobile site. So that's what I've been using is that mobile site, because they also have one of the few mobile sites, for those of you who like horses, that you can actually bet the ponies on. Can't do that on most of the others. And if you join now, MyBookie.ag will match your deposit with a bonus up to 100%. If you're sick and tired of getting hosed when we ask for a withdrawal, well, my bookie, no problems there, man. I've cashed out of there four times. Not a single problem. With decades of expertise, no hassle payouts, no fine print, you're going to experience the greatest customer service in the business, guaranteed. Actually, it's five times now that I think about it. Call 844-900-BETS or visit mybookie.ag to open an account. Bet with the biggest, win with the best only at mybookie.ag. Sign up today.
This is a Renters Warehouse.com Roadshow, live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz.
People are apologizing for comparing you to a child porn guy.
I'm just saying there's very few things that...
You have a low tolerance for?
Yeah, I mean, that is just...
It's one thing to tuck your underwear in. It's a completely different thing to compare you to a child pornographer.
I don't think they're in the same ballpark, okay? Like, one of them is in Minute Maid Park, and one of them is in the field your kid plays in.
Okay, all right.
So let's just... Why am I getting emails from FEMA?
I've been getting those all day, too.
Yeah, how do they get our email addresses?
I don't know. It's the government, man. They're spying on you through the camera on your MacBook. It's just, that's the way it is nowadays.
Oh, well. Let's do stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff. We've said this week, got to get much more cultured, like interpretive dance. That's something I'm just going to have to get into, I think. There you go.
Sorry.
506.
What are the odds that the Catch Me Outside girl does a porno when she's 18?
She's not very good looking. Jong, how old's Catch Me Outside girl?
I don't know, 14, 15?
She's going to be forgotten by the time that happens. I'm going to go low percentages. I'm going to go like 15%.
Catch Me Outside, how about that?
How about that? The porno would probably
take place. I'm really uncomfortable with this conversation.
It would probably take place inside. So
Catch Me Outside, how about that?
No, no one can catch you outside for like four more years.
If I could turn back time, if I could find a way.
That's pretty good, right?
It's pretty good.
It's a little bit Cher-like. You want to give it a shot?
No, this is not for me.
Wandering around.
How's this?
No.
You can do this one?
This is a Fred's album.
This ain't a song for the broken hearted.
Did you try any beers that you'd never tried before when you're out there?
Yeah, nothing.
Phone on silent. That's a 101.
Is that a phone? Well, all right. I just want to make sure it's not.
That's strike two on you, Warner.
Okay, so I have to play-by-play what happened here. Jong tells me I have the live read coming back, so I'm scrambling to find it. And when I do and pull it out, I knock over my beer.
And break the glass.
And break the glass. It was a full glass of PBH.
Yeah, that was a bonehead move. Luckily, it
wasn't a bonehead move.
Luckily, it was your fourth glass.
No, it was my... Armando thinks your laugh is sexy as hell, and it's making him...
Get you some, Armando. Yeah.
Armando.
When I say it like that, it sounds sexier, right?
It doesn't sound sexy to me.
That's because your name's not Armando, and there's no way to say Fred in a sexy way.
No, that's Fred. Part of the problem.
I'm going to call you Falcon.
No, that doesn't work for me at all.
Ooh, Prime Minister.
No.
Gargoyle?
No. Ooh, Gargoyle.
Softer than Jell-O. I'll just say that.
Maybe that's an age thing.
Could be.
Do you want to know what the reviews are?
I'm guessing there's a lot of one stars.
Just kidding. Zero reviews. No one has reviewed it because no one buys food buckets because they're not idiots. We should buy one and do a review on the food. And let people know what the food is.
You know what? We ought to do that. As a matter of fact.
Is that in the station budget?
I will approve that expense. I will take it out of Sports Mapper.
We're going to have the freeze-dried chicken.
It's your first food review, AJ.
It's my first food review.
Yes, I love it.
It's a Jim Baker food bucket. And once I do that, they'll fire Eric Sandler's ass.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
Oh, man, it's been a good week.
We said several stupid things this week.
We
I'm not going to lie.
Yes, we did. And a lot today. Maybe today passed up everything else we did this week. But, hey, I do want to take a minute once again. Thank everybody for coming out. And very happy to be seeing you guys again next week. It's been too long. And also, as I said at the top of the show, some of the things we're going to be doing to raise money, we haven't forgot about you guys over here. And half of it's going to come over here. So just wanted to let you guys know that. And it'll be over the next few months. And hopefully... Tune in Monday. Hopefully, I'll be talking about the launch of SportsMap. This is going to be like every day now. I'm going to say, oh, tune in Monday. I'm going to be talking about the launch. Tune in Tuesday. It's going to be like the ultimate tease. I'm going to set the over-under at 2019 at this point.
Okay.
About when my contract expires. That's if I don't die of a heart attack first from this thing. I've got like five emails that I have to read when I get home telling me about all the stuff that's wrong. Can't wait. But, no, great times out here, man. I want to thank Luke's Ice House. I want to thank Miller Lite and Coors Light. I think our buddy Chip for bringing us beer. brought us a box of beer. That was pretty cool. And you still have
the chipper, I like to call him.
Yeah. Sir Chip.
I'll just stick with the chipper.
Okay. You still have exactly 6 minutes to get the 250 domestic bottles and the 450 you call it. So with Tito's, Jack, Bacardi, or Malibu. And tomorrow on Sunday, $15 buckets of Miller Lite, Coors Light. You guys can come out and watch the game, get your Coors Light on, get your Miller Lite on, and enjoy it. So, man, this has been a good trip over here, I have to say.
So the girl right here in the green.
Yeah.
All show, like, she's got one of these dresses where, like, the shoulders are falling off.
Yeah.
And all show, I've been, like, sort of expecting for her boob to fall out. Now she's turned around, I can see she does have a bra on. So, oh. Watching her especially closely for no good reason.
I was wondering why. Because he's like, these guys are leaning forward like this.
It's one of those dresses where it's like, man, how's that all? How's everything being held in right there?
I couldn't tell if he was looking at her.
Like a good gust of wind could just show us everything. And then she turns around and she's got a hidden bra on. So cheers to you, ma'am.
So I couldn't tell if you were staring at her or if you were staring at the Popes over there. And you were the one that was interested in
that. No, that too. I was imagining the two of you and.
No, I think you went in on that.
The three
man.
Of you.
No,
I think Lawrence Pope's already pointed his finger at you. He's giving you the thumbs up.
All right. Well, I want to thank all you guys.
Lauren's giving both thumbs up. You know what that means. That's going to hurt.
Oh, man. I got to be that part of the equation?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Hey, thank you guys so much for coming
out.
You're
the meat in this sandwich. That's
Donna D., thank you guys for coming out. We will see you guys again in a week on that note. Until Monday, stay sportsy. Bitches.
ESPN 97.5.